11. Karl Franz I of the House of the Second Wilhelm, protector of the Empire, defier of the dark, emperor himself and the son of emperors, had come calling on the palace of von Königswald. The foyer table was piled high with black-edged condolence cards delivered by messenger, but Karl Franz laid his down in person. He brushed aside the stewards and guards and walked briskly through the palace in search of the new elector. Others would have visited Oswald, the grand theogonist of the cult of Sigmar and the high priest of the cult of Ulrich would have endeavoured to be polite to each other throughout the lying in state of the old elector, Maximilian. Representatives of the city-states and the electoral provinces, emissaries from the major temples of Altdorf and the halfling Moot would have called with messages of sympathy. Karl Franz came alone, without the usual pomp that accompanied his every move, and saw Oswald man to man. There were few others in the land who could warrant such treatment. The emperor found Oswald in Maximilian's study, Oswald's study now, going through old papers. Oswald dismissed the secretaries and ordered wine to be brought.
"Your father was a great friend to me when I was a boy, Oswald. In many ways he meant more to me than my own father. It's difficult to rule an empire and be the head of a family, as I know too well. Maximilian will be greatly missed."
"Thank you." Oswald was still withdrawn, moving as if in a dream.
"And now we must think of the future. Maximilian is buried with honour. You must be confirmed in the crown as soon as possible."
Oswald shook his head. This must be difficult for him. Karl Franz remembered the agonising ceremony that had surrounded his own ascendance to the throne, the days of torture as the electors debated the succession. He had never believed the verdict would be for him. He understood through his own sources that the voting had been 8-4 against on the first ballot, and that Maximilian had talked round all but one of the other electors by the end of the session. If he truly ruled, rather than held together a squabbling collection of principalities, then he ruled only on the sufferance of the House of von Königswald.
"The coronation will be at Castle Drachenfels, after the play. The electors will all be there, and the other dignitaries. We should have no need to reassemble them a few weeks later for another of these stately ordeals."
"You are right, of course, Oswald. But an empire expects due ritual process. Ruling is not enough. One must be seen to rule."
Oswald looked up at the portrait of his father in his prime. He had a falcon on his hand and stood in the woods at the forefront of a group. A golden-haired child was by his side, the young Oswald.
"I never noticed before that youth taking the bird. He's dressed as a falconer, but..."
Karl Franz smiled.
"Yes, it's me.
I remember those days well.
Old Luitpold disapproved. What if the future emperor should fall from his horse, or lose an eye to an angry bird, or get stuck by a boar?
He thought the future emperor should be treasured like a painted egg.
Your father understood these things better."
"Yes, I believe he did.
And already I see signs that young Luitpold thinks of you as I thought of your father. Maybe I too try to cosset and smother the future emperor. I hope I'm not the domestic tyrant old Luitpold was, but I see all the signs around me. Circles come around between our houses."
It was an impressive painting. Karl Franz wished he could recall the artist. He must have been one of Maximilian's hunting friends. He had certainly had a feel for the forests. You could almost hear the wind in the trees, the cries of the birds.
"Soon we'll be in the woods again, Oswald, on the road to Drachenfels. There'll be good hunting along the way. I must confess that when you proposed the trip, I wasn't sure about it. But I've always wanted to see the site of your great victory. And I'm weary of the stifling comforts of palaces and courtiers. It's been too long. since we stalked a stag or sang the old songs. And I was sorry that your friend Siak's History of Sigmar fell apart. Middenland sank a sum of money in it, you know. I've been looking forward to seeing the fellow act. The ladies of my court tell me he's quite the thing.
Yes, Emperor.
Emperor and Elector, eh? I remember when we were just Karl France and Oswald. There's one thing I've always wondered, though.
What, Emperor?
When we were young men, when our fathers said you were mad to go up against the great enchanter.
Yes.
Why did you not ask me to come along? I'd have danced for the chance of such an adventure, such a battle.